Today we are continuing our series, Firmly Rooted, Living from Identity in Christ. Last week, we talked about being firmly rooted in Christ and how deep spiritual roots give us strength, stability, and gratitude in every season of life. This week, we are talking about something very closely connected to that foundation. We are talking about identity.
All around the world, people struggle with identity. Some people define themselves by success or failure. Some define themselves by their past, their struggles, their culture, or the expectations of others. Many people live their entire lives trying to prove who they are, or trying to become someone they believe they must be in order to be accepted. But God does not begin with labels. God begins with truth. God begins with identity. Our faith does not only tell us what to believe, our faith also tells us who we are. And when we understand who we are in Christ, we begin to live with confidence, peace, and security. That is what we're talking about today.
Before we go further, we invite you to stay connected with us. If these teachings help you grow in your faith, please subscribe to this channel and join us each week. You can also turn on notifications so that you don't miss future teachings. We are grateful to walk this journey of faith together.
Our scripture for today is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
These verses give us a powerful picture of who we are in Christ. Paul begins by saying that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ, and that he chose us in him before the creation of the world. That means our identity does not begin with us. It does not begin with our abilities. It does not begin with our performance. Our identity begins with God.
Amen. Before we were born, before we succeeded, before we failed, God already knew us. God already loved us. God already had a purpose for us. Our worth does not come from what we do. Our worth comes from who we belong to. Think about a child in a family. That child does not earn their identity every day. They do not wake up and prove that they belong to their parents. They belong because they are part of the family. Mm-hmm. In the same way, God does not ask us to earn his acceptance. He invites us to live from the identity he has already given us.
So take a moment and think about this question. What have you allowed to define your identity? Is it your past, your reputation, your mistakes, your achievements, the opinions of others? Well, God says your identity begins in me.
Yeah.
Paul continues and says that in Christ, we have redemption and forgiveness through his blood. Mm-hmm. This means our old labels no longer hold power over us.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
The world may have called us broken, unworthy, weak, or unacceptable. Our past may have called us guilty, ashamed, or unclean. But in Christ, those labels are not our identity.
That's right. God does not define us by our worst moments. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
God defines us by his grace. We are forgiven, we are redeemed, and we are restored. Imagine carrying a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Mm. Each rock has a label on it. Failure. Not good enough. Unlovable. Unimportant. So many people walk through life carrying that weight. But when we come to Christ, he removes the weight of those labels. He does not place new burdens on our shoulders. Instead, he lifts them off. Our identity is no longer shaped by shame. Mm. Our identity is shaped by grace.
Amen. Ask yourself this. What false labels have I been carrying? Which words or voices have shaped how I see myself? Bring those to God. Let his truth replace those lies.
Yes.
Now, we would love to hear from you. And if you feel comfortable, share in the comments one truth from Scripture that strengthens your identity in Christ. Mm-hmm. Your response may encourage someone else in our global church family.
Paul says that God adopted us as his children through Jesus Christ. Adoption means that we are not outsiders. We are not distant observers of God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. We are welcomed into God's family. We belong.
Yes.
We do not live for acceptance. We live from acceptance.
Yeah.
We do not live in fear of rejection. We live in the assurance of God's love. Adoption means we are wanted. Mm-hmm. We are valued. We are secure in God's family.
Mm. Mm. Think about how this truth speaks to your life. You are not abandoned. You are not forgotten. Mm-hmm. And you are not unnoticed.
Amen.
You are a child of God.
Yeah.
Let that truth sink deeply into your heart. Our identity in Christ gives us peace, confidence, and purpose.
Yeah.
We are chosen, we are redeemed, and we are adopted into God's family. We do not need to chase identity,
mm-hmm.
and we do not need to prove identity. We simply live from the identity God has already given us in Christ.
Amen.
When we know who we are in Christ, we can walk in freedom, gratitude, and hope.
Yes. If this teaching encouraged you, please consider sharing it with someone who may need hope and assurance today. Together, we are helping people around the world discover their identity in Christ and grow deeper in faith.
Mm.
This week, we encourage you to read Ephesians chapter 1 slowly. Write down three truths about your identity in Christ.
Mm.
And pray and ask God to help you live from those truths each day. Let God's truth define who you are.
Mm. 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 Next week, we will continue this journey and talk about what it means to live as people who are adopted, not abandoned,
mm.
and how belonging to God changes the way we face fear, hardship, and uncertainty. See you then.
Amen.
We're glad you joined us today. If God used this message to encourage you, we invite you to continue with another video on your screen and share it with someone else who may be walking a similar journey.